From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a military offensive aimed at dislodging Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. The U.S.-backed effort is the latest phase in a four-month-long operation to retake the country's second-largest city. Jim Mattis is the U.S. Defense Secretary.
The U.S. forces continue in the same role that they were in East Mosul, and the coalition forces are in support of this operation. And we will continue, as you know, with the accelerated effort to destroy ISIS.
On another topic, Mattis told reporters traveling with him Sunday that he will decide soon whether to recommend an increase in the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. He said he spoke for several hours Sunday via video conference with General John Nicholson. He's the top U.S. military official in Afghanistan. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed and dozens wounded when a car bomb exploded Sunday in a market in the capital Mogadishu. No one claimed responsibility, but officials are blaming al-Shabaab militants. Ecuadorians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new leader. Exit polls indicate Socialist President Rafael Correa's hand-picked successor, Lenin Moreno, is in the lead and may get enough votes for an outright victory, avoiding a runoff. The polls predict former banker Guillermo Lasso will come in at second place. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Earlier, Malaysian police said they are looking for four North Korean suspects who they say left the country the same day the North Korean leader's brother was killed. This is VOA News. President Trump planned interviews Sunday with four candidates to be his national security advisor, acting national security advisor Keith Kellogg, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton, General H.R. McMaster, and the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, General Robert Caslin. The president spent the weekend in Florida. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven terrorism-plagued nations from entering the U.S. Speaking at the annual Munich Security Conference in Germany, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said the new version of the travel order will not prevent foreign nationals with either work visas or green card permanent residency permits from re-entering the United States, nor will it affect foreign travelers already flying to U.S. ports of entry when the order takes effect. He said the new order will be better implemented and avoid the chaos that resulted from the earlier version. The order outlines plans for expanding the categories of people that can be deported and offers officials wider discretion in deciding who to deport. United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura says he hopes to take advantage of a new momentum in the upcoming round of Syria talks this week in Geneva. He said the outcome of the talks between the Syrian government and rebels depends on the U.S. position. He spoke while attending the Munich Security Conference in Germany.
That leads me to the big question mark, and forgive me, but I have to raise it because I know it is in each one's mind. Where is the U.S. in all this? Well, I can't tell you because I don't know.
Mistura said any political solution has to be inclusive to be credible. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, his wife Karen, and daughter Charlotte toured the site of the Dachau concentration camp near Munich. The vice president spoke at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday, then went on to Brussels Sunday for meetings with NATO and European Union officials. French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen visited Beirut on Sunday. The far-right leader planned meetings with the Lebanese head of state and Christian leaders. It is believed that she is trying to burnish her reputation as a defender of Christians in the Middle East.
Ho comunicato formalmente le dimissioni. Il Congresso ha dei tempi statutari. La parola scissione è una delle parole più brutte.
That's former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. He resigned Sunday as head of his ruling Democratic Party. The move opens the way for a leadership fight. Mr. Renzi hopes that he will be reelected to his leadership post, and in the process, he hopes to end the party's internal feuding. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.